It's the Roller Off the Barrel Vintage Baseball Podcast. We're back with another vintage baseball player right here at Mugley's. It's the restaurant bar inside the Greenfield Village in Best Western thing. Salmon Palace, because they painted it. It's salmon.
I think it's the Peach Palace.
Shut up. It's salmon.
Coral?
We're getting closer to an agreement on this.
I don't know. The individual out, one of the workers here said it might has a little tint of orange in it.
Jeez. I don't know. They don't know. There could be a tint of orange in it, though, now that I think about it. As you can hear, I am being joined by a guest. Guest, introduce yourself to the masses.
My name is Tom LaRue, and I play vintage baseball for the Bay City Independents.
And your vintage baseball nickname is?
Tomcat.
Okay, that's how everybody knows you.
Yeah.
So, Tom, thanks for joining me. Future guest on the show when we do a whole episode about you, but today we're just going to get 8 strong minutes of how your day went today. We're going to start off with, how did you play today, Tom?
Oh, defensively, very well. Offensively, not so well.
That's not good.
No, that's not good, but I'd rather at least keep the defensive part stronger than maybe the offensive part. I didn't actually come through. I left a lot of runners on base. But was involved in a lot of put outs at second base by our behind. So.
Oh, okay. So first
cut stealings.
Yeah. First match of the day, you guys played, off the top of my head, I don't remember, Canton.
Canton, yeah. It's Corn Checkers. Yeah.
How'd that game go?
Well, tight match back and forth. They got a really, really good club, probably one of the better clubs in the state of Michigan. And we played well defensively. So as we piggybacked and said and gone back, that a lot of their innings may have ended a little bit earlier than they wanted to just because it caught stealings. And we kept the big innings from Canton down to a minimal, and we just kind of chipped away. It was kind of back and forth. They were up 3. We were up 1. They were up 2. We were up 1.
And then it got down to the last inning, and I believe it was tied after the top of the inning. Was it not tied?
It was, yes. I think it was, I want to say 10-10, possibly, if not 11-11.
11-11.
I think, yeah, I believe that's
11-11, and you guys come up in the bottom of, it doesn't matter what inning. It was the last inning that it was going to be played. And we're able to score the winning run, and then, of course, Canton, of course, insisting on finishing the inning as you would in a vintage baseball situation. So you tack on a couple more after that. Make it 14-11.
Yes.
So, and there you go. There will not be a back-to-back World's Tournament champion. And then later on, you guys played against the Lottie Daws. How did that match go?
Good, especially playing against it. In front of their home crowds, the majority of the individuals, they're more likely to watch the Lottie Daws. And they got out to an early 4-0 lead. A lot in part them from the offensive standpoint, but from the defensive standpoint, they had 3 innings in a row where they had a game or an ending inning double play.
Oh.
Where their shortstop stepped on second, threw it to first.
So, 3 in a row.
3 in a row.
Oh, that's not.
So, and we, you know, no, it was, when it was slow and methodical, and we just had to get through that.
So you guys find yourselves in the familiar place, I guess, for someone, I don't want to call you old, Tom. Someone is seasoned with, how many years you been on Bay City?
14.
Yeah. So you find yourself in a position you're familiar with, first class championship in the Final Four, basically. I don't know if that's good or bad. I've been there with you a few times. So.
Yes. But we haven't been in this position from pool play.
Well,
from the pool play standpoint. Yes, we've been in this particular spot when it was expanded at 16 teams when we had an extra field, but we haven't, since we've gone to the pool play, we haven't been in this particular spot.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice. We did it a different way.
Yes. But now you got to go through, wow, those final four teams. Let's talk about, I'm going to get you some predictions now, predictions from you. Third class championship tomorrow, your four teams are the La-Di-Das, the Nationals, the Columbus Capitals, and the Monitors of Chelsea. In your gut, in your prediction, that means nothing on this and nobody's feelings can get hurt. Who would you predict coming out on top on that?
More likely the Capitals. They're a little shaggy. I really put it to them.
I don't remember.
Oh. I would say the Capitals are going to be a little bit upset.
I mean, it's hard to be upset when it just was what it was. It's yes. Hard. Oh, there wasn't. There's no reason to be upset. We didn't do anything wrong.
a lot of runs.
They just did everything right.
Yes.
Second class championship: Canton Corn Shuckers, Rockford Rogues, Droverton Black Flags, and Walker Tavern Wheels.
Now the Canton still, and until you beat them, which that happened today for us, they're still teams. They're very talented enough to win that particular flight.
And then I have a feeling I know what you're going to answer to this, but imagine a world where Bay City was not in the first class championship and there was just three teams. It was a round robin, three team, and it was Flat Rock, Saginaw, Oregon. Who would you pick out of those?
Saginaw. More so, they do very well in tournament style plays.
I didn't see any of that today. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah,
they just seem to do well in.
You know, maybe I am a little angry, Tom.
They do very well when it's a tournament style.
Weather out there was beautiful.
Gorgeous today.
You guys don't play until, what do you got, 11 a.m.?
11 a.m., so yes.
You're going to sleep like a baby tonight? And no, you won't be. You'll be up at 6 a.m. pacing the floor.
Yes, I will. Yes. Just in anticipation. That goes for any, whatever.
But you're like that every day of your life. Correct. You're pacing.
It wouldn't matter what flight you're in. You're just, yeah, I'll pace. Yes. All right.
Tom, thanks for stopping in. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
And good luck tomorrow.